Welcome to Let's Talk Gen Z, a podcast created and produced by Gen Z, We're the Future.
March is Women's History Month, and on our second episode, we are here to celebrate it. We are dedicating this episode to all the women out there.
We would also like to extend our gratitude to Anchor for helping us to distribute Let's Talk Gen Z on different platforms and talking some hard work off our hands.
So, tell us a little about Women's History Month. What are we celebrating?
The Women's History Month was initially International Women's Day, and 1909 was the first time we finally commemorated women. So, about 100 years ago, not that long ago, isn't that right?
Yeah, and it was 1981 when Congress authorized and requested the President to proclaim the week beginning March 7, 1982, as Women's History Week. In 1987, after being petitioned by the National Women's History Project, Congress designated the month of March 1987 as Women's History Month.
And we are here to celebrate Women's History Month, for it holds incredible significance on the women who are trailblazing in every field and leading the path of change. The time has come to honor the women who have fought for their rights.
So, what are your views on Women's History Month? How do you think we are doing so far? How is it significant to all of you? And how do you celebrate it all?
Women's History Month is really important. During this month, we should remind ourselves of the accomplishments of women throughout the years that contributed to our culture and society. To celebrate Women's History Month, I researched and looked up the initiative women who lead the way for change in various facets of our life. It affects me positively to develop my self-respect and to recognize new opportunities for girls and young women from all backgrounds.
My view on Women's History Month is amazed by the numerous women who have made their mark on the world today. I feel like we are all very supportive on one another in sharing our passions and accomplishments. It is significant to me because, firstly, I am a woman and am beyond excited to be seeing us women getting recognition and celebrating. I like to take more time on myself and to get my self-recognition since I truly matter. It's not just this month.
Even though I'm a man, I for one have a positive view on Women's History Month because I believe that women need as much representation as they can, especially when it comes on celebrating their contributions to society. I think that we are doing good when it comes to celebrating Women's History Month, especially due to the recent wave in feminism during the past few years. It's important to me because even though I'm a man, I'm still a feminist and a passionate believer in women's rights. I feel that the best way for men to celebrate Women's History Month is to simply show solidarity for women and to start showing them the dignity and respect that they deserve.
In honor of this month, let's take a look at women who fought for women's rights and changed history.
First, we have Maude Wood Park, a suffragist and women's rights activist. She aided female voters as the first president of the League of Women Voters, helped form and chair the Women's Joint Congressional Committee, pushed for the Sheppard-Towner Maternity Bill, which provided to take care of women during and after pregnancy, lobbied for the Cable Act, which let most American women who married foreign nationals keep their citizenship.
Next is the daughter of former slaves, Mary Jane McLeod Bethune, who became one of the most important Black educators, civil and women's rights leaders, and government officials of the 20th century. A champion of racial and gender equality, Bethune founded many organizations and led voter registration drives after women gained the vote in 1920, risking racist attacks. She raised money to pay the poll tax in Daytona, Florida, and also taught women how to pass the literacy test. Founded the National Council of Negro Women in 1935 to advocate for Black women, and accepted a position as director for the Division of Negro Affairs in the National Youth Administration, which made her the highest ranking African-American woman in the government.
Rose Schneiderman, another great woman on the list. She fought to improve wages and working conditions for waitresses, laundry workers, beauty parlor workers, and hotel maids, many of whom were women of color. She wanted domestic workers to be covered by Social Security and focus on the needs of working women post-suffrage.
When we say it's women's behind a man's success, Eleanor Roosevelt, former First Lady of the USA, who was an inspiring example as she introduced her husband, Franklin D. Roosevelt, before he was elected for a president to his friends, which helped him understand the needs of female workers. She used her position as the First Lady to support women's interests and spoke out about them, the need for equal pay.
Last but not the least, Margaret Sanger. She founded the American Birth Control League in 1921. 2 years later, her birth control clinical research bureau opened its doors. She also lobbied for birth control legislation without any success. However, she had more luck in court in 1936 since it was okay to import and distribute birth control for medical purposes.
For someone who is still exploring through, how do you think we Gen Z can start it on getting to know amazing women who are successful in their fields? Do you have book recommendations?
The Yellow Wallpaper by Charlotte Perkins is a short story regarded as an important early work of American feminist literature, as Gilman used in her writing to explore the role of women in America at the time. The story is a collection of journal entries written by a woman whose physician husband, John, had rented an old mansion for the summer. She explored issues such as lack of life outside the home and the oppressive forces of patriarchal society.
Since we are talking about books, how can we forget Becoming by Michelle Obama? In her memoir, a work of deep reflection and mesmerizing storytelling, Michelle Obama invites readers into her world, chronicling the experiences that have shaped her. From her childhood on the South Side of Chicago to her years as an executive balancing the demands of motherhood and work, to her time spending at the most world's famous estate.
With unerring honesty and lively wit, she describes her triumphs and her disappointments, both public and private, telling her full story as she has lived it, in her own words and in her own terms.
In my list, I have a historical fiction novel called The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. The story of two African-American sisters, and one grows up to move to a completely different environment to live a white life. Time passes and their daughters' paths cross, beginning the two sisters back together as strangers.
It's not just the shape of our daily lives that is different as adults. It's everything, their families, their communities, their racial identities. What will happen to the next generation when their own daughters' storylines intersect?
So, who are the women that you get inspired from? Who do you look up to?
I especially get inspired from Frida Kahlo. She was a surrealist Mexican painter. She usually draws about her self-portraits that deal with such themes as the human body, death, agony, and identity. She tried to shout out to the world through her paintings. She defined her unique voice without apologies to the society, adapted to overcome her barriers to the work, and she used her artistic voice with courage and purpose. Also, she worked for feminism.
Though I am inspired by multiple women, a few are Rosa Parks, who stood up for her civil rights to be treated fairly and not just by the color of her skin. Another phenomenal example is Mother Teresa, who has spent her life changing and helping those in need. I look up to them because their actions spoke and caused a worldwide change for the better.
I feel that the women that I get inspired by are AOC, Greta Thunberg, and Kamala Harris. The reason why I look up to them is because they are trailblazers in their respective fields, working on breaking barriers and ending various injustices in society.
Thank you for joining us as we talk to Gen Z.
We hope you enjoyed this episode about Women's History Month.
Remember, we are the future, and it starts with you.